This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, there's something big here in Jade Helm. The globalists are getting ready, clearly, to roll out more military on the streets of America. FBI saying brace for Al-Qaeda attacks, a.k.a. ISIS attacks, any moment. I haven't figured out every angle of this yet, but our researchers here at InfoWars, David Knight, Jakari Jackson, Rob Dew, and others, dug into the logo, and there it was, Mastering the Human Domain. Turns out that's the name of an entire Pentagon program fusing domestic intel and sociology and anthropology together for domestic takeover. And they admit that in working with local police. And we knew from the document a lot of it was domestic. And then they lied and said they never said that in the document. But, man, they're really freaking out over this big time. And they look freaked out when they talk about it. And I think there's more to this than I even know. I don't claim to have all the answers, but we've covered so many military operations, and a lot of them are legitimate, others are treasonous, and we get warned of those by the military personnel that are very patriotic and follow their oaths as Americans a lot better than the average citizen, and I've said this for a decade. The military is the most awake patriotic group we've got. As absolutely horrible as the minority of police are under federal training doing bad things, the police are the second most awake group. That's why Soros wants to have a civil war with them. But something's big here, and I need your help to understand what it is in a brainstorming session here today, because stuff's moving really fast. Mark, Chris, TJ, Matt, Jim, Lars, Chris, and others, we're going to go to all of you. Mark, what do you think's going on here, and why do you think they're acting so deceptive, and why do you think they played all these games about me being on their show? I think it was all just so they could claim that they had me on and try to discredit me that way, that I was a coward or was ashamed of myself and wouldn't defend my ideas. What do you think?
Ever since I've been listening to you, you've been reporting on all these huge exercises, and they have never freaked out like this. So it's definitely really weird that they are freaking out on a scale that they are just about this exercise. Someone that has a lot of information that I'd like you to have on, if you could, Dave Hodges.
Sure, your phone's distorting a little bit. Dave who?
Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges, okay.
Of the Common Sense Show.
Okay, what's he saying?
It's really weird how all these things are lining up at the same time. You've got Rabbi Kahn talking about the Shemitah and a financial collapse in September. You got the exercise ending in September. You've got a lot of European militaries doing the same huge exercise that's on a huge scale at the same exact time that we are. You've never had this exercise this big. And it's not just special forces. It's a lot of National Guard. It's a lot of regular Army.
Sure. We've got the backdrop of National Guard all over the country training for civil unrest against Tea Party. I mean, we have the video. Exactly. There's this whole backdrop. Then let me ask you this. What do you think Jade Helm could really be? The smokescreen for preparation?
If I was a military and I was going to institute martial law, you would never just roll up the tanks and come and do it. You would want to acclimate everybody and normalize it by having a big exercise. You would want to put the people at ease at first with normalizing it by having a huge drill. It could go live at any time. We're talking about supposedly ISIS, talking about how they have soldiers ready to go out and do something. You've got weapons missing off of bases now. You've got all sorts of just crazy stuff lining up. Scott Bennett, NSA whistleblower at these Army PSYOPs, he's been talking about this too. And it's all just lining up, and it's just creepy that they're
exactly. There is so much activity that it's a 10 on a Richter scale. It's like a fire ant bed, and I can't see all the angles. All I know is, all our sources in the military and law enforcement say something big's coming. And I don't know if it's war with Russia, financial collapse, massive ISIS attacks altogether. It could be one or all those. It could be more. Great call. Thanks for the points, Mark. And they want to discredit the Liberty Movement ahead of all this coming out. In fact, I think something just clicked. I think. We'll be back. Stay with us. InfoWars.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and subverting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
The time to choose sides has come. I have looked at every angle of this, and we're going back to your phone calls in a moment. The out of proportion, insane, mega massive, 5-week response where Jade Helm, the military exercise to be conducted in 10 states. It was to be 7. Now it's 10. I have never seen such a crazy response to it and so much deception. And a lot of people think that means that something's going to go live during or after Jade Helm. I don't know if that's the case, but the way they're trying to brand patriots as anti-military during this is clearly part of the PSYOP itself. Just like the previous PSYOPs and all the training manuals say, returning vets will attack police departments, will attack military bases with no evidence, no proof, or no history. It's whole cloth. Clearly, as an investigator, if there are attacks, you go to who said that the Patriots were going to do it because they have no history, when those that are demonizing the Patriots have the motive and kept saying it was coming. I mean, open and shut that you need to have prime suspect be the whole Soros combine. I mean, even Fox News 4 years ago, we ought to do a special report on this, pull all the clips together, went to Democratic Party memos that were only going to like billionaires and 100 millionaires and million-dollar donors. Put it to you that way. People worth billions. And it was like, don't worry. Don't think we're down. We're going to take over. The right wing's going to stage terror attacks, and we're going to blame it on the general conservative movement, and we're going to take over. And it's paper thin that they're clearly talking about false flags in those. and we're going to blame talk radio and take it over and end free speech. And you look at all that and all the preparations and the confidence of these people, we come out against Jade Helm, they roll the military out, they have provocateurs attack the military. Now, I'm wargaming here. I'm not saying this is news. I'm saying I've really soul-searched, I've thought about this, I've prayed about it, and then I realized just about an hour ago, and then again just a few minutes ago, that the whole battle plan pretty much has clicked in as my prime projection. Doesn't mean it's what's going to happen, but folks know that usually it is what happens when I break down these analyses, because I just live this stuff. They may attack troops during Jade Helm, because they keep saying, isn't this dangerous to have the military out now, and these people have lied about them? And I kept saying years ago, they would then attack military during drills, blame us for it, and then start the Civil War that way. And then they'll use the giant drill to bootleg putting in their mercenaries or foreign forces who will launch the attack with compartmentalization, and then it's blamed on us, and that's how they start the Civil War. And then they've got me as the main progenitor of the whole Jade Helm criticism, and then they can criticize Governor Abbott, Ted Cruz, Louie Gohmert, and others and tie them to it, and claim that we hype people up to carry out the terror attack against Jade Helm. I've got them. That's their plan. I've got their ass. That's it, people. I'm telling you right now, that's their plan. I have wargamed this in my brain. I've prayed. That is their plan. We've got them. That's it. That's why they're so freaked out on these shows, why they're acting like they're on the main bridge, the main attack. I mean, it's like it's a battle of Midway to them. They are just shaking because this is it. I can see it in their eyes. They're acting crazy. They're acting jumpy. They're moving, folks. They're moving. They're moving. And I don't know why I didn't see it sooner. Oh, my God. They're about to drop the hammer. Ho, 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 ho. We've now got it. Oh, my gosh. And this was clicking last night. It was clicking today. It was clicking last week, but I just didn't want to believe it. And I just, when that caller was talking, it all just crystallized. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. This is their plan. Oh, boy. We're in a lot of trouble. Well, we got to think about how to stop it, sabotage it, obviously. We've got to sabotage their plan. I mean, we have them. We have them saying for at least 6 years that to every police department, veterans will IED you in the near future. They will bomb you. They will attack with the Tea Party and massive training for it. Now they have a giant HUMET operation for domestic takeover. We've now documented that in the reports confirmed on Friday. The name is confirmed, Jade Helm for domestic operations. We have all the other operations that are admitted as well. And so they're rolling it out, and this is how they do it. And they use Jade Helm to smokescreen it. But now we may have blown their operation, because when the special forces learn about this and when the regular troops learn about it, they'll be decompartmentalized and ready to recognize what happens before it happens. And that may make the enemy pull back during this operation. Now, that's one major vein I know they're preparing for. With all the data, because there's so many pieces of data, when you put them together, just laying them out without placing them where you want, you pull back, you see where they're laying, it's crystal clear, this is a major continuum plan. There are other plans as well. Let's go to one call before we go to break, because I want to get to everybody here. But they are coming after the people. I mean, this is it. TJ in New York, thanks for holding. What do you think's going on? We got really bad phones today. There are people on cord or people on speakerphones. Can you get off your speakerphone? I'm going to let you go, TJ. I'm sorry, but you can't be on speakerphone. Matt in New Hampshire. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Alex.
We may have a phone system problem today. I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to find out during the break what's going on with our I'm sorry, Matt.
Alex.
Can you hear me? Put him on hold. Go over this a little bit later. We're going to figure out. We don't do the show out of the studio but once a week anymore, and I heard the same distortion on all those calls, so I think we've had folks in here using the equipment for voiceovers. Yeah, we have an issue. It's our phone system's got a problem today. Well, I apologize to the listeners. We'll try to line that up and get you on after the break. This stuff happens occasionally to anybody. I've seen Larry King back in the day have problems with his phone system. So we'll try to figure that out as best we can. We'll pretest it beforehand now. And we will go to break here in a minute and come back with you. But this is epic information, folks. We have video from Illinois, from Tennessee, from California, from Texas, from Utah, just pouring in. We've been playing it all last week, where they're training the military, National Guard, regular Army, Marine Corps, you name it, to take on veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians. Because in the role-playing, they scream, you know, I'm a gun owner, you can't take my rights, or you can't take my farm. I mean, they're preparing for this war. All of this is going on. And then now we've got media acting like we're crazy if we mention it, but telling the military, prepare, and police departments for veterans to attack you with no proof, you can really see where this is all leading.
Measles is activating on a mass scale now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no! interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bottom line, there's giant paramilitary preparations by the police and the military to take on the American people. The military and police have actually raised the alarm, given us incredible information and others over the years. That's why we're having a debate about it now. And I was talking to CJ during the break, one of the producers of the show. And CJ, you were saying basically what you think the whole plan is and why they're hyping this up. Because we've covered hundreds of operations and always said it's just part of an incremental conditioning. Why are they freaking out so much right now and misrepresenting what we're saying?
I think the worst thing that could possibly happen would be something like a patsy being set up and going out and shooting a GI out in a hayfield and wearing an Infowars.com shirt and making us look that much kookier.
Because they've already gone to shootings before where they were our enemies doing it, like the Poplawski guy that shot three cops, a white supremacist who stalked us, hated us, said he was going to kill us. They said he killed the cops for me within 2 hours of his arrest. Now, I forced a retraction in seven newspapers because it wasn't true, threatening to sue him. But you're absolutely right. That's where this is all going.
Backdrop, that Bastrop little meet and greet they had, people wearing Infowars.com shirts, not just our reporters.
Well, I mean, they've got us in hundreds of papers a day now. They've never given us this much attention, branding us now and connecting us to this. They're making their move. They're making their stand on Jade Helm. And I'm telling you, folks, they're doing this as part of a larger program. They've got something big planned. And then I look at all the police training manuals. They say, you will face veterans. They will attack you soon. They will bomb you. They will kill you. And they tell the military that, too. The military is like, veterans are going to kill me? But see, then they have black ops attack the military during a drill. Most of it's a legitimate drill. Then the new enemies, the Patriots, they buy into this. But the military sees through it, most of them. I don't see this working. All right, I want to go to Matt, Jonathan, Aaron, Jim, Lars, Chris, Peter, Chris, and others. Earlier, we had a phone computer problem, but it's fixed now, I'm told. Matt is saying he's in New Hampshire and seeing military drills there. Yeah, yeah. Jade Helm doesn't start until August, but it's already going on. This is already happening, and every video we get is taking on Patriots. So what are you seeing, Matt?
Well, Alex, there is a lot of activity up here. I actually saw online yesterday, 20 miles from my house, I've driven by the shop, there is a armored vehicle with military guys, it's either National Guard or it's the military, sitting there in full dress with helmets on, poking their heads out right downtown Merrimack, New Hampshire. Okay, and that was actually a photo that was taken by someone that had sent it to that guy, David Hodges, site that the previous caller was mentioning. But at the same time, Alex, down here at the National Guard, I live in Manchester, and this is that city. You guys had run an article, it was about 7 months ago, about a grandmother that got shot during a drug bust. Okay, and the National Guard here in New Hampshire, their annex is filling up with equipment, with generators, with the Humvees, and there is so much stuff there.
Oh, I know. But listen, they admit under FEMA, under NORTHCOM, generators, weapons, armored vehicles, tanks, rocket launchers, machine guns, they're pre-caching them all, and then they have these public training events where they admit it's for the Patriots and the veterans. What do the veterans do except get put on don't treat death list?
Right, and go out and work for us. You know what I mean? And that's the whole point. I think one of the reasons why they're trying to really, they're throwing rocks at you right now really hard, Alex, is due to the fact that you guys have been talking about being over the target. And I think that they're really trying to discredit you because enough people start making noise about this, I think you're actually throwing a wrench right in the gears in their closet.
Well, let's be clear. I'm not throwing a wrench. You, the listeners, are. And I'll, and other talk show hosts that wish they were getting this much attention, it is not fun to be stuck in the fiery furnace. Believe me, when you look at political operatives on ABC Sunday shows and they're shaking and look like they're passing an anvil, you know, out of their, you know what? I mean, they're freaked out for, they know something we don't know. Something big's coming, and the pucker factor is off the chart. But I hear you. We did find some of the photos of the trainloads of MRAPs that you were talking about being deployed against us. If America wasn't concerned, we'd be crazy. And America's finally starting to realize we're in trouble. I mean, the president's operating as a dictator. I don't want to fight with the president. I don't want to fight with the FBI and the government, but it's been seized. I mean, it's overthrowing the whole republic, lying about everything. As a citizen, as a person who loves freedom, I have a duty to speak out against this. And I'm just sad because it's crazy. I mean, what's going on is crazy. Thank you, Matt. Peter is active duty military out of Fort Bragg. Thanks for holding. I missed that you were calling. What is your take on this?
Oh, hey, Alex. My big thing is when I first heard this, because I don't really listen to the mainstream media too much. I do check up on it once in a while. But I originally thought you were blowing Drayton Hamm out of proportion, because anybody who's been at Bragg for more than a day knows about Robin Sage, which is the Special Forces Q Corps.
For 50 years.
Yeah, exactly. And I honestly thought you were blowing Drayton Hamm out of proportion. And then the mainstream media and how they reacted was kind of like, blew me away, because you've gone over a million of these over the years. Why is Jade Hell more special than all the other training exercises they've done over the years?
What do you think's going on?
I have no idea. This is what's weirding me out a lot. But my big thing is how do they not know? Like, how many discussions do I have at work with people who are like, well, why would we confiscate guns? Am I going to go to my own house and take my own weapon? Like, the active duty military is full of people who are gun owners, deployment, you know, veterans. Like, we fit into all that stuff.
Exactly. So war game from a globalist perspective, how do you convince the military, who's the most patriotic, best people we've got, this is true, how do you convince them to then have war? You stage an event and then make it like the people hate the military, then you attack the military and try to get a civil war going. I mean, I'm trying to figure this out.
Honestly, the only way, because generally, there's all walks of life in the military. It's a cross-section of America, but generally it's more conservative than anything. I would actually venture to say that you would have to ramp up all these riots and things in Baltimore and Ferguson that they have been doing, because for them to be like, well, I'm going to go take on the same type of people that I grew up around and then join the military and work day in and day in around, doesn't make any sense to me.
I hear you. There's a major mystery here. I'm trying to figure out what's happening. I'll be honest with people. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I have a good idea, and it doesn't look good. God bless you. Appreciate your call. Skip's a truck driver. He's seen a lot of equipment moving around. We'll talk to him next. Alex is from Russia, has seen Jade Helm take place in his country before. Chris says comments on mainstream media and the hoax of ABC report. I've never finished playing that. Jim doesn't know why Alex is letting people get him upset. Aaron says he wrote some article calling me a chicken. Oh, my gosh, don't call me a chicken. You're right. You're right. I'm scared.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why, why, why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You may be a new listener. First time you've tuned into this broadcast via the internet, podcast, local AM FM affiliate, YouTube, iHeartRadio, Roku, Boxy, 100 other systems or more. What is happening with InfoWars? Who's this Alex Jones guy? I'm just an average person that doesn't want to be a slave. I've done my research. America is sliding into a tyranny. Who can deny that? And I'm nonpartisan. I just want my Bill of Rights back. Who can deny it's being dismantled? And now we've covered hundreds of military operations, hundreds, many of them for domestic takeover. That's admitted. And now they've picked Jade Helm to stake everything on. what's happening, what's going on. We're taking your calls. I haven't aired all of ABC's This Week where they ran this whole hoax that I didn't show up when I said I'd come on because I was scared, and Montel Williams went out and a bunch of other talk show hosts are saying, nanny, nanny, boo-boo, Alex is hiding, he's discredited, he's afraid to cover any of the issues. This is the type of fake victories they engage in. It's like Amazon working with the White House, delisting every conservative and libertarian website from the ratings. When the ratings are going up, according to Google Analytics and every other system we have analyzing it, whether it's Drudge or WorldNet Daily or the Daily Caller, they just say, no, our ratings are down by 70%. It'd be like giving yourself a degree or something. MSNBC's mad that we've got, you know, 1,000 points higher in the rankings, 1,000 points, than them. Just pay Amazon to flip the numbers. Or just don't set up an interview with Alex Jones and say you did. And then say he's afraid. I mean, don't you think they'd put me on all these shows? No, they're afraid because I run over them, dominate. It becomes a huge news issue. Their show gets higher ratings for a whole week. They don't want that. They want to push their line of bull. Remember Piers Morgan? I mean, does anyone believe that I was actually scared to go on? I'm going to give you about a minute, Aaron. We're not here to plug your website. I don't care if you plug it. I think I've seen it before. The point is that do you actually, Aaron, believe that I was scared to go on this week with Stephanopoulos or his doppelganger? Do you actually believe that as a human being? Go ahead. So no facts. You're going to make a chicken noise. You actually believe I'm scared to go on mainstream television?
Yeah, because you've never won a debate. You can't handle it. You blow up, and you know it. So instead, how about a solution? I say you send Joe Biggs and the Leanne, the Latina McAdoo, out there and let them, if you're too jaded, and that's what you're basically saying, pardon the pun, because you've done it all, you've seen it all, let some people who haven't, they need the experience, and then they'll argue the story for you.
Okay. So you are, because we have the emails, we have the text, they're on Infowars.com, Dirty Tricks, ABC Clinton, Alex Jones, No Show is a hoax. You actually believe that I was scared to go do a TV interview?
That's right.
Okay, good. I appreciate your call. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes, that was it. Absolutely. It's so scary to sit in a chair with a camera aimed at you like I'm doing right now. And quote Eisenhower about the military-industrial complex and to talk about and hold up news articles. I was looking forward to it. But it shows the intellectual dishonesty of somebody like you to create fake victories for yourself. But I should be glad that you're so delusional because we'll beat you because you are delusional. Thank you. Here's that last caller, Aaron. Good job, Aaron. Good job. That's right. Hey, why don't you just announce that you just won the Indy 500? You didn't, but just announce it. Or just announce that you trailblazed like Lewis and Clark. You actually discovered the Western Passage. Or you were the first man to walk on the moon. I mean, live in delusion. Tell us that socialism works. You're not concerned that they stage stuff to act like I was scared to go on TV because no one dare say my name on the news or debate me because they know I'll literally destroy them? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Skip in Texas, truck driver, what's your take on all this?
Oh, my take is you should throw some foghorn leghorn on him. I said, whoa there, boy.
But, I say, you're afraid to go on the TV with a bunch of pinheads. I say.
I have seen all sorts of militaries deployed for the last 10 years. Starting up west, they had, I first noticed railroad cars for hauling prisoners. This was somewhere up off 80, about 10 years ago. Had the barbed wire and everything. But for the past 4 or 5 years, I've watched it come out of Texas because I've just been running up and down 10 from Florida to California. Primarily coming out of Katy, Texas, they've built these, it was a BAE Systems out here that shipped this stuff everywhere. But they've since closed that.
No, I've seen it. It's like little single-person prison modules videotaped nationwide on the back of boxcars just all over the country. Yeah, it's a huge Manhattan-level, bigger project going on right in front of us, and they don't want us to discuss it.
And today I've seen probably half a mile of tanks and, you know, just military armored vehicles being shipped on a train. I seen that out of Lordsburg, New Mexico, heading west. Last week, seen about the same thing. I took some pictures.
I know. The pictures are all over the web. God bless you. What do you think of that last caller making a joke about all this?
Well, it's probably somebody from ABC.
God bless you, brother. Thank you, Skip. Keep getting those photos out. Send them to showtips at Infowars.com. Alex in New York says he's from Russia. He's seen Jade Helm take place in his country before. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead. What do you think of all this?
Let me explain small points. I've been in a situation when I saw, let's say, we're going to make it simpler. Yesterday, I have enough money to buy in my account in a bank to buy a used good car. Next morning, I wake up today. This money is not going to buy a pair of pants. That's what exactly happened in Russia. That's what exactly why people were crazy about it.
I think I heard people what you said. Let me translate it for folks. You were in Russia. One day you could buy a car with your bank account. The next day you couldn't buy a package of pens. That'll make people go crazy.
Yeah, because people lost everything. All money, all savings, everything except to have a cash. And another point, in Russia, if you have single bullet in a pocket, you're going to go into prison 3 years minimum. Unless you have a hunting license. If you don't, you're going to prison just for one bullet in a pocket or in a car. Or also they can find this bullet in a freaking house, then same story, you're in prison minimum.
Sure. So what do you think of Jade Helm and what you see happening to America?
I'm afraid dollar will collapse. And that's why they tried to do it.
I agree with you. They've got the military out, not just Jade Helm, everywhere, trying to go after the Liberty Movement. What do you think of that?
I tell you this. I'm right now in upstate New York, and they have a few military bases around the area where right now. I saw a big line of trucks loaded with military equipment, Humvees, driving all the way down to the south, to New York City. I don't know exactly where they're going to stop, but they're going down south.
That's right. There's an unprecedented movement. God bless you, Alex from New York. Thank you. Jim, Chris, Ed, Jonathan, Jason, and others. We're going to take your calls in the final segment straight ahead. We're simply being ever vigilant to restore the republic.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
I never even aired the whole newscast where they kept just saying I was scared to show up and Alex Jones isn't here. We wish we could talk to him. When they lied and said they'd have me on live, then they wouldn't. So I said, forget the interview. And then they showed up right before the show started to pick me up when there was no way to even get to the studio. Just their little games. Because all they do is just sit around thinking about how to deceive and manipulate all day long. So I challenge ABC News, anytime you want, come park a satellite truck out here at my office. I'll sit out there 5 hours a day debating every show you've got. I'll clean your clocks. I'll destroy you. Let's go. But no, you won't do that. You'll just say, I'm scared to show up. This is what cowards do. They don't win the real gladiatorial event. They just put it in the newspaper they did. Let's talk to Jim, Chris, Ed, and others. Jim, you're on the air from South Texas. Go ahead.
How are you today, Alex?
Good, brother.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, you know, I think a lot of what you've done as far as studying what's been taking place is a good thing when it comes to Tate Helm, because if we had something like this happen back around the time of 9/11, I think things might have turned out a little bit different with a bunch of Saudi Arabians flying planes into our buildings. But
well, you're right. There were a bunch of military drills before and on 9/11, and nobody looked at them.
Well, I wanted to get the before I forget, I just want to give you some information. If you go to YouTube, just plug in Ranger Retires Because of Obama and States America's Future. It's an hour and 4 minutes long. The gentleman is currently a deputy in St. Louis, Missouri area. He was ahead of all Army Rangers during the theaters of Iraq and Afghanistan. His best friend was ahead of MERSOC at the same time. You might want to take a look at that video, whoever might be listening to this program, if you really want to know the truth about what's going on. From the
I will look at it, but give us a synopsis. What does he talk about?
It's called world government. It's called Agenda 21. It's called the plan having to start to take place in 2015. The 10 regions in the United States, which are basically encompassing our country, it sets up the other 9 regions throughout the world. And it goes through a lot of different things that have been talked about on the outside by so-called conspiracy theorists. But actually coming from somebody that's inside that actually was
well, I'll tell you, it's true. I mean, we're here. There's treaties. We're under world government. We're going into it right now. And that's why everything's accelerating, and it's crazy. God bless you. I just feel sorry for all the traitors that have been part of this. I mean, it's all real. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but we know major stuff is coming down. Let's talk to Chris in Indiana. Thank you, Jim. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Alex, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, you know, that Aaron caller, first of all, I can tell that he's an everyday listener and he's just trying to call in to provoke you to be mad. So just don't get upset about him. Just ignore him because I'm an everyday listener for like the past 6 years and I've heard him call in periodically. And just ignore him, please, Alex. I mean, don't give him too much credit. Like,
no, I know. It's just that who really believes that I didn't want to go on a big morning show and debate these people? I love it. I wish I'd have been there. But they never responded, and they said it was taped, and then they showed up 12 minutes before. And then now I have to sit here and hear people say that I was scared to go. And it doesn't even make me mad. It makes me sick. Go ahead.
Well, I don't believe that for a second, and I got to tell you what, just like your buddy Dave Mustaine, who can rip off an improvised guitar solo at any moment, the system is scared because they know that you have the vocal cords to rip off a rant on the soapbox of liberty at any moment, just like Dave Mustaine can rip off a super good guitar solo. I mean, you have great improvisational skills, and the system knows that. You got a gun on your back at San Antonio at the, you know, at the Alamo, and you're like, give me liberty or give me death. They know that. They're scared, and they don't want that going out. Like, I got a buddy of mine that I turned on to you, and he's an everyday listener, and he's even more of a patriot than me now. And it was only like a couple months ago I mentioned it to him. It's like,
well, that's
wow.
The thing. I'm nobody special. I just woke up 20-something years ago. Patriots are waking up everywhere. It's like coming out of a deep sleep. That's what scares them. Did you see the show, how freaked out they all looked and how the host looked completely whacked out of her mind? I mean, something big's coming. They've been let in on something, and they're scared. What do you think it is?
It's just that they're so scared. They see the ratings dropping, and they see that's why Alexa's got to fudge all the numbers and everything because they don't want the following. I saw that a few months ago. Like, what the heck? Like a year ago, InfoWars was like 300 in the U.S. rankings. Now it's dropped to like 1,200. I don't understand why that happened. And then you flushed all that out in the past couple weeks, and that explains it.
Yeah, our numbers now is we're like number 160 according, and we add the Google numbers to the old Alexa numbers. But I don't even, it doesn't even hurt us. It just shows they're crazy. I mean, they really are going for broke.
Yeah, and they're just scared. They see how we're on an upturn and they're on a downturn. And obviously this isn't going to be an overnight thing, but they see the trend. And, hey, happy Mother's Day, Alex. I'll get you to the next caller.
God bless you, brother. Appreciate your call. Ed in Hollywood, California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, brother.
What I was thinking about earlier was you were trying to pin it down to one particular purpose. I don't think there's one particular purpose to this. I think a lot of different factions of the the government and the military have all put in their little agenda, and none of it's good. But I don't even think they know exactly what they're doing. I think they're still putting this together. It's not even in final production yet.
I agree. And then now everyone's watching it, so they're trying to figure out how to edit what they were going to do beforehand.
And their whole story was flimsy from the very beginning. That they were going to do this for domestic or for foreign battles. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. They're trying to make us believe something that is not possible.
Well, everybody knows the NSA is spying illegally, and we have militarized police, and the military is training for a homeland mission against the evil veterans, and that's their words. Then they just try to go, nothing's going on. You're crazy. How dare you ask questions? How dare the governor ask questions? That's what freaks them out, though, is the political class that aren't total traitors realize that the majority's waking up, so they're siding with us right now, and that's what's sending them into conniption fits.
Sure. Well, the NSA is one of the factions.
Yes.
Obama's got his agenda. The military has their agenda. I don't even think they know what's going to happen. This is a big, giant extravaganza that's gotten out of control, and it might make a difference to keep at it, keep hammering it.
Really smart caller, smarter than I am. Thank you so much, Ed. Jonathan in Kansas, though we're not in Kansas anymore, Jonathan is. Jonathan, what do you think's going on?
Yellowstone volcano.
Well, they do say that's set to blow up, but in the next 100 years or so, you think it's going to be a natural disaster?
Well, there's been earthquakes all over the United States, 4.0. There was even one in Dallas yesterday. And
yeah, there was even one in Kalamazoo this week.
And first of all, the hotspot where the Yellowstone volcano first started is now all the way into the Juan de Fuca plate, and it's starting to erupt. I saw that on motherboard.vice.com. So if that entire area from 250 miles outside of Oregon all the way inland to Yellowstone blows at once, then that would be like the worst disaster ever.
No kidding. It'll cover basically all of CONUS in several feet of molten ash. That'll kill basically everybody.
And that's maybe for the, you know, meteor way ahead future. But there was also something at the end of this month, a natural disaster that might be occurring that I've been hearing rumors about, that I've been doing stuff about. And it's kind of loosely based on Nostradamus. So I don't know if it's saying anything about it or not. But that was another thing, too, is that maybe all these natural disasters coming up, if the military was out on their JTOM exercises and something happened, then they'd be in pretty well position to take over.
Oh, I agree. But, I mean, I don't think JTOM itself was that big of a deal. It was just one more conditioning process. It's their response to it that really makes me question what's happening. I'm sorry to other callers, Jason and others. We're out of time. Lord willing, because I don't take anything for granted in this climate, we'll be back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time with a weekday transmission. Great job of the crew coming in on Sunday and all of you tuning in. Jade Helm is huge. The response to it, the media, all of it, this is big. We're going to continue to try to investigate and find out exactly why they're going so crazy and why they're attacking us. God bless you all. Get out there and warn somebody today. People are really ready to be awakened right now.
So Mark and I are out at the range shooting our AR-15 rifles built from AR-15 kits from Guns80.com when Dave walks up and he says, "Hey, did you guys hear about Jade Helm? You know, the government doesn't care about the Posse Comitatus Act. And Jade Helm, the troops are going to come and they may come after us and blah, blah, blah." And I'm thinking, oh my God, dude, look. I take a 30-shot magazine. I put it in my AR-15 built from a kit from Guns80.com. I unload it on the target. Jade Helm? I mean, really? Guns80.com. 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 Go now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.